at the 2012 Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit. I'm visiting with Tom Stever with Brownfield. And Tom, it's great to see you here. You are the moderator for our program. I know this is the first summit for you, my second. What do you think so far of the folks you've met and that are gathered here in this, this whole topic we're dealing with?
Yeah, it's my first time personally at the summit, Chuck. It's Brownfield has covered it before because we feel it's important information. And it's obvious to see for the speakers that are on the program that there is a lot of information that has to do with, you know, at the base of it, let's admit it, this is the production of food. Animal agriculture, I think, is so much around the production of food and how important that is to feed a growing planet. And I think a lot of the speakers here are addressing that very thing and the growing difficulty in producing animals to feed the world.
Now, I think I know that you have raised some pigs in your life. We just had a man from over the pond talk about raising pigs and future regulatory issues that will be dealt with in the EU. He says they're coming this way. What did you think about kind of what you heard versus what you know we do here?
Oh, well, what we do here, of course, is a big change. What we do now is a big change from when I was producing pigs. And it seemed to be a simpler time because you didn't find people who were bent on not having you produce pigs. So it was considered important at the time. It's considered important now, although the regulatory challenges, the legislative challenges, as we've seen in Great Britain, are an encroachment and, at the very least, a huge challenge on those people who choose to grow pigs over there. So there's been a change there, and obviously the change, what he has pointed out here is very familiar with us, Chuck, because there's a lot of this that's been pointed out to us, and that a lot of that we can see on the horizon that will eventually be regulatory here.
Yeah, and believe me, it's why we're all gathered here, to talk about these issues that are here and coming. You're going to speak, actually, on a topic here, strengthening the bond, which I'm assuming talks to relationships. That's a lot of what we're talking about here, whether it's within the industry, outside the industry. What kind of message do you have in that area?
The message I have is that the farmer has a story to tell and that the farmer should tell to consumers. The farmer should be intent on letting consumers know where their food comes from, how it's produced, and that they're good and conscientious about good husbandry and getting that food produced. I think those relationships, as you mentioned, are very important because we need to somehow close this gap between those who produce food and those who eat it. We all eat it, but there is a significant gap between those who produce it and those who have nothing to do with producing food. So we need to close that, and I think communication is the key there. That's the message of farm broadcasters.
Well, and not only do we have that gap, but we've also got a growing number of people in the world who need the food to eat, too. And so it all goes together. If we can be more effective, I think it here in communicating, we can be more effective at feeding this growing population, too. Thank you very much, Tom Stever, our moderator here for the Animal Ag Summit. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.